Well, they just use meal, you know, cornmeal. And you just put sodium, salt, and use milk to make it with, you know, and eggs.
Is it usually do you make it in a round pan or a square pan?
Well, generally in a square pan or in a round skillet or something like that.
If you make it in a skillet, you bake it?
Yeah,
you
just
bake
it in
the
stove. It's the same in the oven.
What do you call bread that you make at home? I mean, just general, and to distinguish it from bread you buy at the store.
Well, we just call it, well, you know, just like this, it's, we don't make no light bread anymore or nothing like that, but we make biscuit bread. And
well, what do you call the bread that you get at the store? If you buy it at a store, you say it's
light bread?
Or
biscuits, or these canned biscuits.
Well, I was thinking, do you ever use the word baker's bread or
well,
store-bought bread? Or
we know it's baker's bread, but we just call
just
it
don't
light.
Call it
no,
that.
We just don't call it that.
And but you probably would you say homemade bread if you made it at home?
Homemade bread, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about this kind of pastry that's round with a hole in the middle? What do you call those?
That's doughnuts.
And you ever have any made out of a different kind, the same kind of dough, but without the hole, maybe long or twisted or something like that? Do you ever make it in different shapes?
No, I don't think I ever make it in different shapes.
Always round with a hole.
Yeah.
And what do you call these flat, real thin cakes that you fry and eat them for breakfast?
That's, cause most of them call them pancakes around here.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
And, what do you call the middle part of an egg?
The yellow.
Mm-hmm. And then if you leave the shell on and drop the eggs in water, in boiling water, what do you have? What do you call that kind of
egg? Call it a boiled egg.
And then if you take the shell off and drop it in boiling water, you know.
Call it a toasted egg.
And you ever call them dropped eggs or
no,
just poached eggs
or toasted eggs?
Toasted eggs. And then this the stuff that you make when you kill the hog, grind up the
that's pork sausage.
Mm-hmm. And the man that sells meat in the store, what do you call him?
Well, we call him butcher.
And if meat has gone bad, it's got old, and it's not good to eat, what do you say is the matter with it?
Strong, too old.
Do you ever say it's spoiled?
Well, now, the meat does spoil, you understand. Yeah. You can get spoiled meat, but the meat just gets old. It's just old meat, too old to use.
Yeah, but if it's really, if it would make you sick to eat it,
it's... Well, it's spoiled, yeah.
And if the same thing is the matter with butter, what do you say?
Well, you call the butter, it's just too old to eat, that's all.
You ever use rancid?
No, never heard that name.
Some places they call butter that's small, they call it rancid butter. And then, what other things do you make from the hog around here?
Well, you make press meat.
And that's made out of the what?
Head and the feet.
Mm.
Some people call it souse meat.
Yeah. Do you ever use that word, or you just
oh,
hear it?
Oh, yeah. We use it souse meat, and then we call it head cheese. And
oh, you use all those?
Press meat. Meat. Yeah. Just the
but there's no difference in it.
No difference. Same thing.
And do you ever make blood sausage or blood pudding or?
Well, I never did, but I've heard of some people do it around.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Blood pudding, I think is what
blood
they call
pudding.
It.
And, do you make, I'm not sure how this is made, so I'll have to tell you what some names for it are. You make scrapple?
No.
Scrapple, panhoss, or cripple? There's some very, I'm not sure. Do you know how that's made?